Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and this is March the 13th on the West Coast, March the 14th on the East Coast. I want to again wish my dad happy birthday, Dad, and sorry you're going through all the crazy stuff you are with the system at your age. It seems you've already paid your dues, shouldn't have to go through it anymore, but we are dealing with idiotic bureaucracy. And I'm on a rampage tonight, and to boot, unfortunately, our regular guest, my scheduled guest for tonight, Mr. Larry Nichols, had to cancel due to a very serious illness, and so we miss his presence on the show tonight, but we will continue anyway, and look forward to getting him on Evident Footprints in the near future. He has a wealth of information to share with the listening audience. I was really looking forward to tonight's show. The Clintons are the escapees of this information tonight. He's an insider, Mr. Nichols, and knows the Clintons rather well, has survived the harassment and the attempts on his life, and I'm sure the death threats as well that go along with it through the years. He was responsible for helping Bill Clinton get into office way back when he was in the state of Arkansas as the Attorney General and then later as the governor and even as President of the United States. He's come to learn how these people operate, that they murder their enemies, if you want to call it that, and they make the enemies, and I'm freely going to make that statement. I'm not the only one in the world doing that. There's plenty of evidence to show that these people have sold our country down the pike. We're upstream without a paddle, so to speak. And now Hillary's trying to get in there. And God willing, some information is finally going to start to get out about the Clintons. In particular, the lawsuit going on with Peter F. Paul. Now, Peter Paul is a man who had worked out a business arrangement with Bill Clinton, and it was to help promote, once he left the presidency of the United States, to help promote Mr. Paul's media company. The media company between Peter Paul and Stan Lee, the creator of Spider-Man, was doing pretty well, and they thought they would do even better with Clinton's international connections. And basically, what happened is they took $1.2 million in the form of a political contribution. Mind you, that is illegal, especially when you don't report receiving it, which Hillary Clinton did. A corrupt judge threw the case out, the criminal case, basically on the premise that she hadn't been told this. She didn't recall the president mentioning any business arrangement with Peter Paul, nor did she recall having received that money in her Senate campaign in the year 2000. It seems to me $1.2 million from Alfred E. Newman, the poster boy on Mad Magazine, would be something somebody would remember. But conveniently, and we heard the 2.5 minute compiled tape of "I don't recall, I don't remember, my memory fails me" in the Paula Jones deposition, and so it bears repeating, it bears reminding the listeners that this goes on day in and day out with these people, and they're trying to take over the country and turn this totally into a communist fascist state. It's bordering on that now. I'm intolerant tonight just because of some crap that my father had to go through at 83 years old, renewing his driver's license, and all the idiotic bureaucracy he has to go through, proving who he is at age 83. What the hell is wrong with this planet? And I'm upset about it, and unfortunately, you're going to have to listen to me for a minute or two until I vent. Now, we'd be talking about the Clintons, and I'd be bringing this up just as well if Larry Nichols was here tonight. I wouldn't do it to embarrass him, and I don't intend to alienate any of my listeners. But we still have free speech, and as long as we have it and I have breath in my body, I'm going to use it. Now, Peter Paul is inching towards a civil suit, provided that the corrupt courts allow him to proceed with his suit. He's been framed twice by the government in an effort to silence him from bringing the truth out, and I will be writing about this. So you'll see it in a paper, and I will be the first person to actually write about this in a newspaper in this country. I've interviewed Mr. Paul, and I've already had a chance in the past, within the last 2 months, to talk to Larry Nichols on the air, in fact, on the Rick Adams show. And I mentioned some things about the Clintons, and they warrant investigation. These people are organized criminals, is what they are. They're part of the organized crime network. They're drug dealers. They're murderers. They're thieves of the tallest order. And it has to come out in public. Now, I won't just lean on the Clintons tonight. Let's talk about Barack Obama for a minute. And I mentioned this on the TNT NewsHour yesterday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. I had just learned this a couple of hours before. I was a bit behind, and I apologize for the listeners for not being up to snuff on the latest scandal going on. And I'm not speaking about Elliot Spitzer. I'm talking about Barack Obama's private lover, a male lover that he had back in 1999, with whom he snorted coke and smoked crack cocaine and engaged in sexual acts with a man in a limousine and in a hotel. This is another presidential candidate we have. Isn't that hunky-dory? And the permissiveness of this behavior in society and being force-fed to our kids to have a day of silence in honor of the gays and the lesbian community. Let's have one for the straight people. Why don't we have a day of silence for straight people, too? I'm not attacking the gay and the lesbian community, but this is insanity, what they're doing. We've pushed God out now, and now we're going to have a day of silence for the gay and lesbian community. That makes a lot of sense. And I'm not attacking you. I've said that twice now. The doublespeak and the brainwashing and the mind control is unbelievable what's going on. And people are totally ignorant of it. They're totally apathetic about it when you point it out. Now, Larry Sinclair, the young man from Illinois, has gone on YouTube and posted a plea to Barack Obama to tell the truth about their sexual relationship and about their drug use. He wants Obama to tell the truth. That's all he wants. He's not trying to get money, but he's going to pursue this. He set up a blog site about it. You can Google the name Larry Sinclair, Barack Obama, and it'll come up. The story will come up. You'll find it all over the place. You can go to Rents.com. There's three MP3 files from three separate interviews that he's done, one in January, one in February, and one recently in March, just at the beginning of this week. Last Monday, he was interviewed a third time. This young man who had a sexual relationship with the presidential candidates now receiving death threats from people all over the country. The amount of insanity that's going on. While we witness corrupt elections, every election in this country has been fixed. And the whole process, even the recounts and the investigations of how these elections were conducted is fixed. And I'm fed up with it, and I hope my guest tonight is. I was able to find a guest at the last minute. God bless him. He has been an anchor for me, and hopefully he's going to mellow me out a little bit here. And I want to invite to Evident Footprints tonight my good friend, and hopefully yours now, Michael Anthony. Michael, how are you?
Good evening, Don. Doing well, sir. Thanks for inviting me back on.
Sorry you had to hear me rant, but I told you, I'm not a happy camper tonight.
I'd like to have a moment of silence, if we can, for the Constitutional Republic and the sun setting on it. Hello, Don?
Yes, I'm there. I was honoring your moment of silence.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, boy, that's what we need, if anything right now. We need that one. That's for sure.
Oh, just the, you know, I know you're watching what's going on. Am I insane, or am I seeing what's going on? Am I describing to my listening audience what is really happening here?
Oh, absolutely. I just hope your listening audience is pretty much up to speed with this topic, because unfortunately the mainstream media obviously doesn't touch any of this, doesn't want to wake up the public's memory, anything about the Clintons, how corrupt they are, which is so disgusting.
Yes. Now, I want to thank a couple of people that have been emailing me some genealogical information on the Clintons. I've seen it. They know I probably have. I've seen it already. In fact, I find it interesting that the most documented form of their genealogy is conducted by the same individual that did the documentation on the Bush family. And we know where that turned out, mm-hmm. don't we?
Sure do.
And for the new listeners, you can go to my website, directlightproductions.com, and go to the articles page, and you can read about who the Bush family really is. And I'm continuing research on the other candidates because I feel that if we're going to put somebody in office, we should know they're American, number one, despite who they claim they are. And I'm finding similar anomalies in the genealogical records. And I'm not going to go into that a whole lot other than to just say that these people are not who they say they are. And it's about time we start waking up to that fact.
Hopefully sooner than later, Don. It's ultimately what we're dealing with is basically the influence of foreign agents nesting in our government, posing as Americans, but clearly are acting for foreign interests, and they pulled the wool over the eyes of the Americans for years, and you know, by Don, if they're not catching on to the fact that all their jobs going abroad, the dollar losing its value, rapidly losing its value now, crashing, and this wide open border situation when we're supposedly in this war on terrorism, and yet the borders are wide open. And, of course, that doesn't make any sense unless you're aware of the fact that they want to form this North American Union or Pan-American Union with Canada, Mexico. And therefore, they need the borders wide open because they don't want the United States to be a sovereign nation anymore. All of this happening right before our eyes while they deny it. At the same time, they deny that any of this is going on. This is how outrageous it is, Don. And the Americans, I just hope, are starting to open their eyes and their ears and realizing that they are being taken for a bunch of sleeping sheep.
Nah. Nah. No way. Really?
And that's how bad it is for those out there that still don't even have a clue about what we're talking about.
Yes. You know, I had the opportunity today. I was in a store earlier this afternoon, and the lady in the store was trying to get me to sign up for a credit card with the store. Okay. Now, it's not a not the kind of store that I even think you need a credit card for, first of all. But she was pushing me to get a credit card, and I said, I don't use credit cards anymore, and I haven't since 1992. I had major fraud perpetrated on me, and the credit card company, the bank, in other words, was the last company that was willing to help me in stopping the fraud. There was still more of this outstanding fraud taking place. It had to do with what they call tickets by mail. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'd never heard of that before. They were buying tickets, having the tickets mailed to them, or being picked up at airports. And they were using my credit cards to do it. And it was in the thousands of dollars when I received a call from Citibank, and I will say the name of the bank. This is crucial to what's going on today, because they're part of the obfuscation of trillions of dollars directed to the U.S. Treasury. They're preventing this money from going into our Treasury. They've hijacked the funds, and they've hypothecated the funds along with other banks such as Bank of America, Wachovia, Chemical Bank, Bank of New York, Mellon, First Chemical, the Bank of Nova Scotia. I can go on and on and on. Deutsche Bank is a big bank. They're involved in a housing scandal in Cleveland where they took over ownership of mortgages and didn't give paperwork to the owners of the properties. Foreclosed on many of the property owners and tore down the houses even. And they ran into an honest judge. I don't have the judge's name at hand, but I'll have it for a future show. It'll blow your mind what they did to that community. And the judge saw, and the judge ruled against the bank that it's fraud, okay? So these banks that are receiving all this emergency help from the Federal Reserve right now are continuing the corruption. What the Federal Reserve is doing is they're keeping them afloat so that they can continue to rip people off on bogus investments.
Well, that's what our modern banking system is all about, ripping off the people under the guise of doing quote-unquote banking. And whoever that judge is, get his name out there, Don. Got to thank that guy. An honest judge today in this country is very rare.
Now, I got an email from somebody. This was spam, okay, yesterday. I got some email. They sent this email to the wrong person, let me tell you. I read the email. First of all, they're soliciting me for a special investment opportunity. It's only for select investors, okay? No, I don't know these people. They don't even know if I'm an investor or not. In fact, it's none of their business what I invest in, but nonetheless, they felt that they had to hit me up, you know, with this solicitation. So I'm looking at all the names of the company, and every time the company's named, it's different. It's a different name. It's missing a word here and missing a word there. And I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, this can't be legitimate. It's a legitimate address. So I looked up the address, and I'm looking at the email again, and I finally see that in the email address, hidden inside this real complex email address, is the name of a person. And this person is a dietary technician at a university, at the University of Iowa. And I'm thinking, what does this dietary technician have to do with this investment? And these are energy investments. So, you know, it's about oil drilling. It's another scam, right? It's another way to get me you need a minimum of $50,000 for the investment.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So I went down the rabbit hole on these people for a couple of hours, and right away I smelled a rat, and I can tie it probably to 5,000 companies around the world. And I can tie it to politicians, and I can tie it to banks. But this is the level that the banks have risen to, or let's say lowered to.
Well, you know, I think that their all-time low that I recognize was just a few years ago when they were trying to get credit cards into the hands of kids. I mean, kids, we're talking about now young teenagers, don't even have a job yet or anything like that, and yet they were willing to actually give them credit cards. Now, you know that there's only one motive behind that, and that is to get these people, these young kids, in debt early. Trap them in their debt system early. Make them economic slaves at an early age, and just over the course of their lives, they will be financially frustrated and never really get anywhere with their financing. And they're, if they have a family and stuff, they'll always be strapped. That's what they're after with this, with their debt-based system they created,
sure,
which is the Federal Reserve. That's really what it is. And so that, to me, when I seen that, it was so obvious that this is an all-time low, that how blatant it is to just want to trap everybody in their debt. And, Don, we always talk about solutions. So let's say right off the bat, you're bringing up a great solution, like you just stated. Don't use credit cards, people. Don't allow yourself to fall into a trap, into a hole that you may never get out of.
Yes, and stop drinking tap water and stop using pharmaceutical drugs. Right there, you're way ahead of the game.
You certainly are.
In a matter of a few days or a few weeks at most, you'll start thinking clearly and you'll start seeing what's really going on.
That's true.
As long as you're buying into that system, you don't have a chance. The chemtrails, I mean, this today, man, it was Chemtrail City in Ohio. Everywhere you look, crisscrosses in the skies. And the amount of, I should go back to the story about the card. What's appalling is not just that they were trying to get me to get this card. This woman said, if I don't push 35 of these in a month, I lose my job. This is in a card store, okay, where they sell, get well cards, birthday cards, greeting cards.
Well, you see, Don, the reason why they're probably pushing their employees to push the credit cards on their customers is because the only real money being generated today by institutions are those in the debt financing area. For example, retail is so slow with sales and stuff like that. GE, for example, they're not making money on cars. Any of their automobile
you mean
products.
GMAC or GM?
Excuse me, GM.
Yeah.
Example, they're making their money on financing debt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the motive behind this store that you're mentioning and every other kind of operation out there that's fairly a big corporation. They're looking to try to take advantage of this debt going on and trying to exploit it for their own benefit.
Oh yeah, and they want to track your purchases too. You know, it's the long range monitoring going on.
It was one of those kind of cards. It wasn't a regular real credit card, but just a in-store little plastic thing that they track your purchases with.
But you have the ability to charge to the account and to get discounts and things like that, you know. She said, this is for frequent shoppers, especially. And I said, well, there's a problem. I don't qualify. And she said, why not? And I said, because I'm not a frequent shopper here. In fact, I probably won't be coming back to this store again.
Right.
And
of course, the ultimate motive of the plastic, the credit cards, of course, is to eliminate cash.
Exactly.
You got it. And that's why Americans stay away from the plastic for your own sake, so you're not going into debt that you may a hole that you may never climb back out of. Also realize you're going to allow them to create a system where there's no cash if you cooperate with them by using plastic all the time. You have to use cash. If you don't use it, you lose it.
Now they're trying to get us used to the Amero. Now they're coming out with a purple $5 bill.
Really?
Yes. When you see the purple $5 bill now, you're going to know that they're pushing the Amero. They're also getting rid of the penny, and they're going to be giving steel coins out instead of penny.
Because copper's getting expensive now.
Yeah. Well, they have other uses for copper that they don't want us to know about, too.
That's right. And
so you can see that they're making an attempt to eliminate copper, to get it out of our hands completely.
And then we won't have any currency that has any real intrinsic value.
Well, the copper has a value in terms of making orgone generators.
The copper itself being a semi-precious metal, it has a market value right now that makes the penny worth more than a penny, Don. So, for example, everybody's saving pennies, keep saving them. For the sake of the copper itself, it's going to be valuable. But your nickels, your dimes, your quarters, that's all slag. That's all junk. Cash it in and don't think you're going to have any savings with that. But the copper pennies have actual real intrinsic value because of the copper.
I mean, they're just pulling out all the stops now, Michael. You can see it.
Yes, there's an exploration going on.
You can see it. Then the lady tells me, she said, well, this isn't really that bad. My daughter's got to have like 35 of these credit apps filled out every week where she works. And I said, where does she work? She works at a jewelry chain. So the 10,000% profit that they make in jewelry stores is not enough. They've got to get you with the credit, too. And people are so ignorant about it. The lady, and I said to the lady, I said, well, you know, they're trying to do away with our currency. This is what's going on. This is why this is happening. And she says, how do you know about this stuff? And I said, I research it. And I have a radio show, and I talk about this on the radio show, and I write for newspapers, but not the mainstream newspaper. And she says, oh, my daughter's always telling me I should read the newspaper and to know what's going on in the world. And I said, no, you'd be better off watching TV. At least you get some music with it. I said that's the propaganda tool.
Well, you know, Don, people that think they're getting actual information from a newspaper today are just more proof of the sleeping Americans, because obviously they don't read anything else. If they really read stuff that was stimulating the intellect, and then you go back and try to read a local paper, you'll be bored to death. You'll realize it's garbage. There's nothing there substantial. It's just ridiculous information that has no value to you. It's not going to benefit you in any way. It's not going to keep you posted or informed about what your government's really up to. And, it's very sad that these people aren't catching on.
Well, I'm going to be writing about this Peter Paul lawsuit, and I've got very specific information on it too. This is not just something that is coming off the top of my head. I mean, as far as I've spoken about it right now, a felony was committed, and it was overlooked by the judge. The judge stopped the case from going to court, making a ruling that there was reasonable doubt. Can you imagine that? That it's gone now, that the judge is making the decision and not the jury.
Okay, now, Don, here's how I can imagine that easily. When the Clintons first took office, what was one of the first things they did when Slick Willie became president? He replaced every federal judge and appointed his own. There you go. They set the stage to protect themselves by getting their cronies in all those key spots, of these judicial spots, so that if some kind of mess were to erupt and get exposed, it would instantly get squashed by one of their cronies in those judicial positions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, and that's exactly what's happening. That's what's been happening, and oh, man.
Yeah, sure, they, you know, it's a racket, and they've got it all sewn up. And, you know, we can only just keep hoping and praying for the day when the day comes where we can see all these people held accountable.
You know, I got some good news in the last 2 days. I had Winfrey on my show as my guest, and he was talking the messages that he's getting from the Council of Elohim. Now, this isn't to be taken lightly, because there's a ring of truth to the things that are being said. And actually, if what the information he's bringing forth from spirit is true, and I don't have any reason to doubt its authenticity at this point, nor his authenticity and his intention to get this information out. There is going to be such a change on this planet that these people, they're going to get their comeuppance.
Mm-hmm.
They will not be able to exist in the atmosphere. They won't be sustained by the air that they breathe.
The actual air itself, Don. Absolutely, the energies that are existing in our three-dimensional state are being altered and raised to a higher level of vibration. You know, we discussed this in the past, new cosmic rays bombarding the Earth,
mm-hmm.
and it's not coming from the sun, it's coming from, a lot of it's coming from the galaxy itself, the center of the galaxy, and this has actually been noticed since the 50s, by the way. Scientists have started studying it since the 50s, this new cosmic ray bombardment, and that's what it's coming down to. This is the ultimate meaning behind it all. That's right. New energies that are going to be high vibratory rate, Don, and they're going to be very spiritually charged. And negative energy and anything that's generating negative energy won't be allowed to exist. And we can only hope that this process accelerates rapidly because, right, all these crooks and people that are full of deceit and corruption will expire under these conditions.
Or they'll be shipped off to another reality where they're going to have a
right.
karmic debt far, far greater than all the money they've stolen and all the lives they've murdered or taken out of existence.
They will be, accounting time is around the corner for them, and they'll expire as far as no longer being allowed to dwell in our realm, three-dimensional world. They will be carted off and held accounted for all their misdeeds.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, yeah, it's something very positive, something really to look forward to, and what you're saying is just confirming what I've been sensing for quite a few years as I've been sharing it with friends, like hang in there, and that's why I always say live virtuously as possible, because then these new vibrations, these new energies, you're going to be in harmony with them, and therefore they're going to be uplifting to you, just like they've been to me already, because I've been working with these energies for quite a few years now, sensing their presence, and just always gravitating towards that level of operation and not allowing myself to get dragged down into the lower level operation that most people are still caught up in, which is all negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very positive, and it's right around the corner. This is the good Lord's preparatory activity for this world, setting the stage for his ultimate return.
Now, yes. Now, part of our mission, and it's really not a mission that we choose. It's more a mission that's been given to us. And, you know, you respond to the voice from within that is prompting us to research these topics, to know what they are, to reveal the truth about the way things are. And you know, my intention too is to bring solutions to people so that they have a means through which to extricate themselves from the bondage that they're under and have been for thousands of years. This has been going on for so long on this planet. And I guess my impatience with it tonight has to do with the fact that I went out into the real world for a couple of hours today, and just at every turn, I was appalled at the ignorance that I saw everywhere I went.
Yes, it's
and,
bad.
You know, and it's you know, I talked to people, I reached out to people, and I'm not saying that any of these people were unpleasant, but you know, when you're out in the commerce world, you're immediately subjected to all of this machination that's mm-hmm. going on.
Sure. The commercial world, the modern commercial world is their baby. That is the heart of their system. And so, sure, they want us all caught up in it, dragged into it. Absolutely, Don.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Anyway.
The less we participate in their system, the happier we're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the more the people go back to individual responsibility for themselves. You've got a nice yard, you got some nice property, people, and yet there's no garden. You better get a garden going, because food is going to get so... That's the next stage of their attack on us, is now food's going to start to get expensive, and it'll get to the point where there'll be shortages. This is all part of their UN strategy to take over the country. And so individual responsibility and not participating in the system as much as possible is the sure way to remain happy in a world that's going to go crazy.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt that it's going to be crazy. It's crazy now.
Right.
And it can only get crazier. But there, mm-hmm. We have the signs. The reason we talk about these things, folks, is to show you that the writing is on the wall. It's there. If you look, you can see it. We're not trying to spread fear. That's not what this is about. That's their method, is to spread fear.
We're just exposing it. We're exposing their tactics, making you realize that they have a game that they want us to play in, and that if you just realize that you're participating in their system, and you don't have to, then you're going to start to get a disconnect of their reality, which is just an illusion, and you're going to reconnect to the real reality, which is God's creation, and it's individual freedom, individual responsibility, virtuous living, and then, next thing you know, you're very dynamic, you're very magnetic, you start to see all your activities expanding positively for you. And regardless of what's going on everywhere else, everything in your personal world, for the most part, is moving forward in a positive direction. And that's the beauty of the good Lord and His graces, His blessings, and His system. And so they don't want you to know about that system. They only want you to know about theirs, which is a counterfeit. Total counterfeit. That's what they do. And they'll make you think you're getting free by getting that plastic card, because you can go on all these vacations and all this nonsense. But all they're going to do is enslave you. And you'll be crying, as the Lord said, with weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Mm-hmm. Now, what came to mind while you were talking? I recall the 10.5 years I spent in the Los Angeles area. And there wasn't a day that went by where there wasn't a traffic jam somewhere. And there was never really a reason for the traffic jam. When you got to the place where the traffic began to be bottlenecked, usually there was a person pulled off to the side of the road changing their tire, or just parked there. Maybe they ran out of gas, and they're just standing there leaning up against the passenger side door. Maybe they had made a cell phone call asking someone to come and bring some gas, or they called AAA, or they might have even called the highway patrol for assistance. But everybody had to slow down and look at this guy. And the guy was just standing next to his car, but they had to slow down to a stop. It couldn't be glance over and see if there's a problem. Now, what went through my mind is, these are people who are passing someone who's not flowing with the traffic, and so maybe there's an accident. Maybe they can see, they can catch a glimpse of a dead body. Maybe they can see someone bleeding, and they can reaffirm in their own fear that they escaped death, or they escaped this accident, or they escaped an injury. It's almost like that there's this subconscious thing at work. Well, it's not almost like, there is, actually. It's the mind control and the brainwashing, and there's no reason for that. When you get to that point where the traffic stops and then all of a sudden it starts going, as soon as you get past that car that's parked on the side of the freeway. What is the reason that people should come to a complete stop on a freeway where people are driving 60 or 65 miles an hour? What is the reason for that? Just because a guy's parked on the side of the road. So,
you know, in the old days, Don, when Americans were really red, white, and blue, somebody was stranded off to the side, and somebody, and you're passing by, the reason why they're slowing down is they're going to say, hey, you need any help? You okay?
Yeah, it used to be safe to do that.
you don't see that too often anymore. Yeah, and it used to be safe to do that, and you don't want women to do that today, but again, that's just another sign of the times. In the old days, I mean, that's how it was. You never thought twice about, hey, you okay? You need a hand? Without thinking that the guy's going to hold you up.
Now, it wasn't always the traffic jams weren't always because of a vehicle parked on the side of the road. Sometimes it was because of something in the road itself. Mm-hmm. For example, they have all along the freeways, every couple of miles, there's a sign, $100 fine for littering or $250 fine for littering. Didn't matter where you were, there was some kind of sign posted up there. So you know that they kept the prisoners in the prisons working, making these signs, number one. Number two, when you got to the point where the traffic had slowed down, or maybe people were just erratically swerving around it, keeping up their speed and swerving around the obstruction in the road, you would see things like a couch. And I'm talking about, you know, something, sometimes a whole sofa set, or table and chairs, or a refrigerator lying right in the middle of the freeway.
Well, what better way to get rid of it? I mean, sure, more than likely somebody's going to come across it and pick it up because they figure, hey, it's free furniture.
but you know, I'm thinking to myself, if that's not littering, what is littering? And
those are donations.
They'll nail you for going 1 mile an hour over the speed limit, but the guy that dumped that refrigerator I'm smack dab in the middle of a 6-lane freeway.
Now, those are donations. That's not littering.
But you see the insanity I'm talking about. I mean,
Don, these are
everyday occurrences.
Well, Don, you know, like you're saying, here's the insanity. You know, they're going to pull us over for not wearing a seatbelt and fine you a lot of money for not wearing a seatbelt. But Hillary Clinton, for some reason, she can get away with all kinds of stuff. The Peter Paul fiasco, denying that she received all that money, and yet it's all on film. It's all on, I mean, photo shots alone showing each other hugging and stuff. So, and then the cattle futures, when somehow $1,000 turns into $100,000, and no investigation about that, no investigations about when they were looking for more key information pertaining to Vince Foster, and it disappeared, and nobody knew anything about it for months, but the heat was on. There was going to be a grand jury looking into it and stuff. And lo and behold, if you remember, overnight, next morning, it shows up on a table in the White House, and nobody knows how it got there.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, no accountability at all for the Clintons, you know, to hide and obfuscate justice, and then all of a sudden provide evidence that was known to exist, and it materializes finally in their own White House that they were occupying, and yet no accountability for it when it showed up.
Mm-hmm.
This is how disgusting it is that they're making us accountable, Don, to live by every little jot and tittle of the law, and yet the illegals can stroll right in and keep the borders wide open, letting illegals flood us, and they'll give illegals loans like Bank of America. Everybody ought to cancel their accounts with Bank of America if you're not aware that they're giving illegals easy loans without Social Security ID or anything. All the protocols and red tape you have to go through to get a loan, they don't have to go through. They're giving them the loans without any questions at all so they can get property and everything else that you work hard for. They just want to give it to them. They want to give them Social Security that they can take back home to Mexico, all from us, And yet there's no accountability for any of that. But sure enough, Don, you go 10 miles over that speed limit or not wearing that seatbelt, oh, you got to pay for that. That's not right, Mr. American. You broke the law.
Oh, yeah. And you know, they've stolen all of the Social Security money. I mean, there's nothing in Social Security, yet they charge my my father $43 to get a new Social Security card. You know, man, I mean, it's just corrupt through. It's corruption.
It is. No, Don, but I just sensed a big opportunity here for your dad, because you said that they were telling him that he's got to change his name. Well, this is the opportunity to change it to a Spanish-Mexican name, and then you got carte blanche. Your dad will have carte blanche. This is an opportunity waiting to happen here.
Oh, man, you better watch out now, brother. Oh, man. Julio's going to come out of the closet here in a second.
We all need to change our names to Spanish-Mexican sounding names, and we won't have any problem doing anything. We will drive without driver's licenses. We'll get loans without Social Security IDs or any other questions, without any collateral or anything.
Free medical care, free schooling.
Jeez, come on, Americans, catch on to this. We all got to go Spanish-sounding names, and we're in like Flint.
Well, I'll choose the name Julio Garbanza. How's that? Oh, my God.
This is how disgusting it is, though, right, Don?
It is insane. It's insanity.
It really is.
It's insanity. Now, we would have been, had Larry Nichols been on tonight, we would have been talking about the Clintons, and we are anyway. I guess it's appropriate. And we left out John McCain, but there'll be more forthcoming on him, too, I promise you. Mm-hmm. The charade of an election, this is what gets me. Now, I talked to someone earlier this evening who mentioned, and this is pretty interesting, she met a young lady in a store. This is someone working in a store and was talking about just what's going on in the world, and this girl here, I guess, was describing that she's going to college. She's starting college. And the friend I was talking to about this, who was relating the story to me, asked the question, what are you going to be studying? And she said, political science. And she said, does the name Bill Clinton mean anything to you? And she goes, not really. Okay, now this was a president for 8 years.
My goodness.
And then she said, how about the name Hillary? And she said, kind of.
Gotta be kidding.
No. Then
science, huh?
She said, did you happen to vote in the primaries? And she said, no, I didn't. And then she said, well, that's okay. You don't really have to vote in the primaries, but it's really a good thing to do if you want to make sure your candidate makes the general election. She said, are you planning on voting in November? And the response was, is there an election in November?
Gosh.
Okay, now this is going to be a future political science
professional. Right.
Well, I mean, it could be a politician, right? This could be somebody running for office.
Even now, scarier, could be a teacher.
I don't mean, my point is not to demean the young lady. The point is, this is our educational system. This is where they get when they've graduated from high school.
That's right. She's the end. That person is the end result of our education system today. Look what it produces.
I mean, it's mind-boggling. it's beyond comprehension. Really, it is. There's nothing you can latch on to anchor yourself in that kind of thinking.
Goes to show how far the commie agenda has advanced in our country, where the public schools, which are really government schools today, speaking of schools, Don, real quick, just so everybody understands what schools really are. In the old days, prior to the 1900s, all schools were private because that's what schools were. For example, Don Nikoloff's a phenomenal musician. He's a maestro. Now, in the old days, a maestro like Don Nikoloff, with his renown for being such a great maestro, well, everybody's going to want to send their kids to the maestro to study to see if they could become a maestro. And so now the maestro has a school because all these students are coming to him. And as his fame grows, so does his school. It gets bigger and bigger. And next thing you know, it's a university. That's how schools all came about. And so today, of course, under the communist agenda, they had to get the government to own all the schools, to control the schools so they can control the minds of the kids. And now they no longer teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's all social engineering. And this is a prime example of what they produce. They produce kids that don't understand anything, don't have a clue about anything at all. And that's how they want it.
Well, I would call them indoctrination centers is what they are, really.
Absolutely.
You know, they're preparing them for the role that they are planning for them. And under the guise of free will and choice, of course, it's not there. The schools offer what they're told to offer. They design the courses with certain objectives, and the objectives never have anything to do with learning a skill or a craft or imparting knowledge. It's about following rules. It's about compliance and submission of sovereignty and independent thinking and creativity. None of that is there whatsoever. And my students, I will vouch for what you said. And you really haven't talked to my students, but if you had the opportunity to talk to anyone who's ever studied music with me or is studying music with me, they will tell you that I set very high standards and I demand dedication right up front. I will not tolerate a student that does not practice, that does not honor their parents who are paying for their education, and come to me, because they will learn. If they apply themselves, they will learn. Now, am I a taskmaster? Not really. But I'm about empowering the individual and being a motivator and that spark that lights the flame of creativity.
Sure. And what it comes down to is a good teacher is going to give their students the impetus to pursue. But it's up to the student to do the pursuing. They've got to do the study. They've got to do the homework. They have to discipline themselves. Nobody else can do that for them. But the good teacher is going to give them the encouragement and the drive and the proper lessons so they can put it all together, learn the lessons quickly, and see the benefit of it, and then want to learn more, want to go further into the course.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what it's all about. And our public schools today don't do that at all.
In fact, it's so bad,
Don, I believe now, like in math classes, when they say, when they give the kids a test, and for example, if a student says 2 plus 2 equals 5, the teacher doesn't say it as wrong. The teacher grades it as it passes because it's close. This is how bad it is. And then they got the audacity. So they through the public school system, they turn out a bunch of kids that don't, their brains are basically mush as far as empty, don't have any real knowledge content. And now you hear through the big corporations how they want to get foreign students into our country because they just can't find the brain power from the American pool anymore of potential employees because they don't seem to have the smarts. Well, hello. How can they have the smarts when they're coming out of a government-controlled public school system that is intentionally keeping them stupid?
Mm-hmm.
And so then, as they get that end result, that's what they wanted, stupid Americans, so they can justify why Americans can't qualify for this job anymore. We got to import foreigners. This is another sign of how pathetic it all is with these global commies, with their UN agenda and their attacks on our country. And how many Americans still don't even see it coming.
Oh, yes, it's true. It's true. Now, I can recall, I was in band and orchestra. I participated in extracurricular activities. They were not demanded as part of the curriculum. When I graduated from high school, this was actually 3 months before I graduated. You know, you go through this this review. You have a private meeting with the school counselor. Now, I never ever in the 4 years I was in high school talked to the school counselor until the issue of was I going to enroll in a college came up, and they look to make sure that you've completed all your studies. And the first thing the counselor said, he looked at my record of the credits that I had based on the courses that I took, and he said, you could have graduated from high school in your freshman year. You have 46 credits already, and he said, you're starting, you know, the last 3 months of school here, the second semester, in other words, and you're already well beyond the requirements of the school. It was an issue of how many credits I had. It wasn't how competent I was in tests or in any particular field. It was that I had completed the course, and I said, well, why didn't anyone tell me? And in other words, I wouldn't have had to go through what I went through in high school. Now, I wouldn't trade the experience, but it's the idea that I asked then, how many credits is it that I needed to graduate? And he said, 18. Okay.
You should have got roughly 4 diplomas.
Yeah. Well, so now I'm just pointing out this was the case. Now, I used to take my instrument home. I had band and orchestra practice every day of the week. But I took my instrument home and I practiced for hours. And I had to take my books home and I had to do homework. So I had an armload of books in one hand. Imagine, I'm getting those credits. I'm taking courses. I had to study. And I had a trumpet case in the other hand. And I had to walk a good mile to school and to home from school. And I knew other students that didn't take their instruments home to practice. So they were falling behind in their musical ability. And today, kids, if they even show up for school, they arrive at school with a pack of cigarettes and maybe a pack of chewing gum and a cell phone, no books, no instrument, and they don't go home with them either. I mean, if they're coming to school without them, obviously they didn't take them home. That's the level that the education has arrived at through all this technology that we have and all this wisdom, this accumulative wisdom of 230 some years here in this country. We have fallen far below the mean standards on the planet.
Oh gosh, it's so sad how far this country's fallen with everything.
And that's intentional. That's done intentionally.
There it is.
So is it any wonder when we come around to election time? First of all, it's one thing to show people that there's corruption in the election, in the electoral process from top to bottom. And then it's another thing to tell them about the candidates. Mm-hmm. And this isn't about bashing candidates just for the sake of bashing the candidates. But have you heard any issues discussed in the election campaign so far for president?
There hasn't been any intellectual debate at all, Don. It's all kindergarten, baby food, fluff. That's all it is. That's all you hear. Again, signifying what they believe the American mentality, the mental level of the American people today is how low it is. That's what it signifies, and that's just really pathetic, because sure, us with people like us with good intelligence, And we hear these clowns supposedly in a debate, and they don't even say anything. Don't say anything at all. It's all little kindergarten vocabulary. I mean,
and the questions are pre-planned. I mean, it's so obvious that everything is scripted.
Sure.
And they know what the questions are going to be, and they've got their answers prepared. And when Ron Paul's turn to talk came, to answer a question, they would ask him a question like, do you really think you have a chance? What the hell does that have to do with running for president? That question.
Yeah, and then, you know, maybe Ron gets those questions. He say, well, I don't know. I know the Rockefellers control everybody. The Clintons here and the McCains, and I know they control them all.
And they control the media, too. So,
right, they control you guys that are asking me these questions.
Yeah. As a candidate, I would have responded with something like, when you ask me a question that came from your brain or your mouth, then I'll answer it. You know, I want the person that came up with that question to ask the question.
There you go. That's it.
You know, that's really facing the reality of what's going on. But people can't hear that for some reason. It doesn't register.
Well, you see, Don, you know, just like you're saying, I mean, you hear the debates and you hear how nothing's really being discussed, nothing with substance being proposed. And then yet at, when you hear a lot of average people out there discussing who they're going to vote for and how they defend either the Democrat or the Republican, and they just, all they do is repeat what they heard, all that little kindergarten baby food stuff. And it's like, come on, people, don't you realize you're not thinking at all yet? Because if you don't realize why we're in a mess we're in right now, because we've had a Bush, then we had Clinton, then we had a Bush, and now what? You want more Clintons? You think that's change? That's called staying exactly the same.
Yeah,
and, of course, we go with Obama, that's better, that's change, because it's not a Clinton. No, Obama is a Clinton, totally like a Clinton. There was really no difference between them.
You see, people don't understand that these characters are nothing more than puppets, and that they have handlers.
Right.
Okay,
that's right.
And you know, who are their handlers? Well, they're multifaceted. Look at where McCain gets his money. Look at where these people get their money, and that tells you who the handlers are.
Every time, follow the money, and you'll see who controls them.
And in every case, you'll come up with Henry Kissinger. Or Zbigniew Brzezinski. You'll come
Rockefeller
up,
Associates.
Or
man.
George Soros. You'll come up with all.
Associates.
You know.
They're all Rockefeller Associates, you know.
Yes, and Rothschild Associates as well.
Sir. For the European side. That's
now,
right.
Now, I've heard people after these so-called debates, I watched some as much as I could handle without vomiting. And when I felt like I was going to vomit, then I shut off the TV. And I hate to be so gross, but that's really how you feel when you see what's going on.
For that, are you going to throw that TV out the window?
Exactly. And I listen to the post-debate interviews with the general public, and they say, well, who are you going to vote for? Who won the election? Well, Rudy Giuliani won tonight, or Fred Thompson won tonight. These people were like a gnat being swatted by a horse's tail. They were out there for 5 minutes, and then they disappeared, didn't they? And there was no substance to anything they said. Nobody was taking the bait on some of these people. But then you heard people say, like, I like Barack Obama's ideas. Now, had I been the interviewer, I would have said, give me one idea.
Right, just one.
Okay, now, what has come out in the news about Obama? Okay, he's had a gay lover. He's married, by the way. He's supposed to be straight.
Well, that's breaking news.
He smokes crack cocaine, okay, and he's met with this gay man numerous times in a bar, in a limousine, in a hotel, and the guy's got it documented, okay? And in fact, he can subpoena the limo driver. The limo driver set it up for him. He set up this meeting. So we have that. Now, okay, this is me or him or the general people, the people on the Internet are unfairly smearing Barack Obama. If we listen to Oprah Winfrey,
okay,
all right, we're smearing him. Now, he has stated, and he's pushing for this in the Senate, he's pushing to have us pay a United Nations tax.
Mm-hmm.
The United Nations, since they've been in the United States, has not paid the U.S. a penny.
No, we give them our money, though.
We give them our money, yes. And I resent the fact that these people are over here in our country telling us what to do, and we're going to pay another tax. We're going to give billions of dollars away to other countries. This is another tax they're going to impose upon the people.
Sure, another tax burden on the American people, because it isn't fair that the Americans are so wealthy and they have all this and the rest of the world doesn't have. It's just not fair. Well, hey, maybe it's because the Americans were the only true Christian country on the planet, and perhaps it was doing so good, not because of the Americans, but because of the good Lord blessing those people and that country, because they belong to him in the beginning.
Well, we've strayed away from that point, haven't we?
Far, far away. But as a country, individually, you, myself, we haven't, and there's many like us that haven't either, or are waking up and realizing they got to get back to the American way of living. And you know, Don, I thank the good Lord every day because everything's going great. Positive expansion in all my activities. Just things have never been better. And that's how it will be for everybody if they just get back to their roots, what this country's all about, what they're all about as a creation of a divine being created by a higher power. Obviously, I didn't create myself. Somebody created me, because I didn't create myself. So acknowledge that higher power for the beautiful being that he is and she is, because it's a Godhead. And get back into living a virtuous lifestyle the way the Lord directed us to through all his teachings, because that's what his mission was all about, to show us the path of virtuous living so we can become very productive, energized, powerful individuals that will not only benefit ourselves, our family, our country, but the Lord himself, as he can expand his activities through us.
Yeah, that's right. And we must consider the planet, too.
Absolutely.
You know, this
planet will benefit ultimately as well. All of God's creation will benefit as individual divine beings reconnect to their source and adhere to the source's way of living. Then everything always benefits God. With God's way, nothing will lack. Only those things that don't want to connect to God, they're the only things that will ever suffer.
Mm-hmm. They've, you know, the majority of the world's inhabitants have succumbed to the bait of the material illusions, number
right.
One, the enticements is the word I was looking for.
Yes.
And that has become their reality. And that has kept us from knowing our inner powers, our higher powers.
Absolutely.
Well, Michael, we're out of time. I want to thank you for coming on such short notice, and I hope I didn't bore you with my rant tonight.
Don, it's always great to talk to you and be on your show. It's a privilege, so thank you. Never boring, Don.
And I want to recommend to folks, I always do this when Michael's on, especially since I got him on my sponsor page, go to directlightproductions.com and check out the various products that Michael carries. If you're suffering, I talk to people every day who have a cold, and I tell them, give Michael a call. Michael will square you away. And with all the wonders of medicine that we have, and we're bombarded nonstop with all these cures, they haven't been able to cure the cold. They haven't been able to do that, and that's because they're making us sick with what the things they're peddling.
That's right. And they're not into real science, and so therefore that's why they can't even cure something simple like a cold, which is such a piece of cake to get rid of. And so that's right, Don. Hopefully people will pursue your website and get a chance to talk to me and discover my products like many, many hundreds of people have around the country, and find out, wow, private stock is truly amazing products.
Yes, and I've got your email address and your phone number on the bottom of that page. And I put it there so people would read the whole page. And you should do that. You should look at that. Michael will take the time and talk to you about that. And just like he has insight into what's going on in the political arena, and he understands what's going on with the dark side, he's got some remedies for that to make you feel better and to help you clear your head and to help you see straight.
That's right, to get you back into the healthy mode of living so you can get back to being productive and know that you're going to be happy, of course, because health is our real wealth, and that's what you can never forget. Without your health, you have nothing, but with your health, you'll have everything over time. And so that's how God wants it. He wants Americans strong, healthy, and so that's one of the things that I'm doing, and by the grace of the good Lord, I've got the secrets to everything. I know exactly how to help people get out of a terrible situation so quick. It's like a miracle.
Yes, that's so correct. And, Michael, you're going to be back with us on the 26th of this month. So I look forward to that. We're going to be talking about some positive things on that show. I know we are.
Sure we will. Be looking forward to it.
And I'm looking forward to that. So you keep in touch. And, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight, and please check out directlightproductions.com. Go to the sponsors page to read about Michael Anthony. And I got some of your archives posted up on my site, too.
Great.
The last interview you did finally made it up there. So.
Oh, great, John.
That was a great show. So, folks,
enjoy.
I want to wish everyone a good night. You've been listening to Evident Footprints. Our special guest tonight at the last minute was Michael Anthony. I'm Don Nikoloff, and I'll be back tomorrow. A quick note, I'll be subbing for Reverend Roxy Hampton on the Mission Possible show on Sundays starting on Easter, and four consecutive shows. She's asked me to fill in, and if I have good fortune, Dr. Len Horowitz will be joining me. And we're going to be talking about all kinds of things that affect you. And we want to give you a perspective of a new reality. So be sure to tune into those shows. Tomorrow night, I've got a great guest on the show. He's with me usually every Friday, unless we have to bump him off to make room for a special guest that has a limitation in their schedule. Scientist inventor Jim Murray will be with us, and we're going to be talking about some energy devices and technologies, as well as some activity going on up on Mars. So you don't want to miss that show. In the meantime, I want to thank Seth Hendrick for doing a wonderful job engineering tonight. The sound was great. And I want to thank Michael again, and wish everybody peace, love, and light, and a good night.